A tribute in loving memory of a beloved son, brother, and friend. Five friends who met when studying at the University of Bath embarked on a 130-mile walk in memory of their friend, Francis Boiteng Frimpong, Kian Sadiq, Matteo Maneschi, Aid Thompson, Kwame Kwasi, and Aaron Weber. Fundraising. Kian Sadiq, Matteo Maneschi, Ade Thompson, Kwame Kwasi, and Aaron Weber travelled from the University of Bath, where the friends all first met, to Francis's home in London on what would have been his 27th birthday. As well as taking on the challenge to honour Francis's memory, the friends also wanted to raise money for a cause close to his heart, PSPA, raising over £12,000 for the charity. Francis became closely connected to PSPA following his mum, Comfort Asante's diagnosis of PSP in June 2021, when he became her carer. Talking about the challenge, Kian Sadiq said, "Since we met at university in 2015, we've become a really close group of friends and remain close even after we all graduated. Francis always had a smile on his face and he was always joining initiatives to help people. At the funeral, everyone talked about how open and available he was to people. Francis often spoke about his mum and how PSP was affecting her. He wanted to do whatever he could to make her life easier." Matteo Maneschi continues, "Francis leaves a big hole in our group. He was a genuinely kind person. Everyone only has positive things to say about him. We met as boys and grew into men together. It was a beautiful journey that we are proud to have shared with Francis. We wanted to do something as a group of friends to celebrate his life. During the walk, it felt like Francis was with us, sending signs encouraging us to stay strong." Francis' best friend, Fars Goitom, was instrumental in the organisation of the fundraising campaign and coordination of the last 10 kilometres of the walk, where we were joined by 30 more of Francis's friends, a beautiful mix from both school and university. It was a beautiful way to finish. The friends arrived back at Francis's home to a special welcome party arranged by Vanessa, Francis's sister. Vanessa said, "When Francis's friends said they wanted to raise money for PSPA in his memory, I was so touched. I was blown away by their idea to walk from Bath. It was such a tribute to Francis and showed how much he was loved. We did a balloon and lantern release. It was beautiful. Mum has been poorly since Francis died and has been in hospital for a lengthy stay, but the hospital let her out for a couple of hours so she could welcome the boys home and watch the balloons and lanterns flying off into the sky. It was lovely to have Mum and Dad both there for the moment." When Comfort first received her diagnosis, it sent the family into shock, as Vanessa explains. "Mum's diagnosis has been difficult for the family to deal with. It's been so hard to watch the gradual decline of our independent and spirited mum. She was a carer herself, always looking after others and always on her feet. Now she uses a Zimmer frame and is losing her speech. I can't imagine how frustrating life is for Mum, not being able to do anything herself and not being understood. When you first hear a loved one has PSP, two words dominate: incurable and untreatable. It can be so hard to hold on to hope, but Mum is a fighter. She continues to fight to stay as mobile as possible and is still keen to go to the park every day for a walk. She's still her funny, opinionated self. She still loves to shop in Zara, and she still has a wonderful laugh. But of course, as well as dealing with PSP, she is grieving for the loss of her son." Following Comfort's diagnosis, despite working full-time, Francis focused on doing anything and everything that would make her life manageable. He attended all medical appointments and made sure the council made adaptations to the home. Vanessa said that he'd meticulously document the doctor's recommendations and would be on the phone to the council to secure vital pieces of equipment. "For a short period of time, when I moved out of the family home, I'd help out in the evenings and on the weekends, but Francis played more of a main carer role for Mum. Francis and I have called the PSPA helpline a number of times. The helpline has been such a support to us, and it's comforting to know that we can call whenever we want information or to bounce ideas around with someone familiar with PSP. Information from the helpline helped us to feel well prepared ahead of medical appointments for Mum. Like most people affected by PSP, we've had to educate so many health professionals about the condition. The information we've received from medical professionals has been sparse, whereas PSPA has been a blessing. For a small charity, they provide so much valuable information and support. We also regularly attended the monthly online support group. Those meetings have been such a lifeline, and we learnt so much from chatting to others. We were having problems with the care agency we were using. Someone at the group gave us the number for the agency they use, so we moved to the same agency and have had no problems since. Frances, Vanessa and their mum attended PSPA's Family and Friends Day in Windsor last year. That day now holds dear memories for the family of a time when they were able to spend a couple of days together away from home. Vanessa said, "It's nice to look back on the Family and Friends Day. It was a welcome break for all three of us to get out of London. We had full trust and faith that accessibility will have been considered, and it was. We stayed overnight, which was really lovely for Mum. Everyone we met had something helpful to share. The activities were fun, and Mum loved the music and dance therapy sessions. Frances bought Mum a glass hummingbird, which now has extra special significance. It reminds us of the day and how we were able to spend it together." Sadly, Frances unexpectedly died just a few months afterwards, leaving the family devastated. "I'm now Mum's main carer, but I no longer have Frances to share ideas with or discuss various decisions we must make. We all miss Frances. When life gets dark, there are some people who bring the light. My younger brother Frances was one of those people who shone. He'd have been touched that so many people have raised money for PSPA in his memory. Thanks from Frances's mum. Comfort wishes to express her gratitude towards PSPA for the support they have shown her over the years, and a huge thank you to Frances's friends. Comfort notes that what Frances's friends did brought her great comfort and eased some of her pain."